We have begun. No, actually, I kind of look way it started. Bree's here.
Hi.
This is actually titled right now. I don't know if it'll make it there. It's titled Bree Project.
No.
Because I said it before we started. I was like, Bree, in soundtrack, you must project. Bono's here. How are my friends doing today?
Al's here.
I'm here. I'm always, you know, here I am. Bree's been, we've been trying to get Bree on the show for a minute now.
Yes. It's been busy. It was a busy summer.
It was a very busy summer that has come to a close. Summer at the Berklee Part 2. Very different than the summer Part 1.
Yeah.
Yes. In so many ways. But we're still here. We're still a fam. But a lot of crazy things have happened to us in this building.
Yep.
To say the least.
And what was the last week?
Yes. Not last Sunday, but the one before.
One of the crazier things went down. And now, Bree, did you catch the entire...
Yes, I was there through the entire
beginning,
thing.
Middle, end.
I was the one who figured out that it was him.
Oh, okay. See? So much has happened.
So much.
All right, so break it down for the people at home, and then I'll kind of... Because I didn't see the beginning.
Set the scene.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are in Bang Bang, the restaurant. And all of a sudden... So there's a DJ playing in there, and all of a sudden... Out of nowhere, the music on the speaker starts playing, and...
Now, mind you, we haven't been able to just so you guys get a little bit of a background, we have not been able to figure out how the speakers work.
Ever.
In that room, ever, since we've been here. It's never been able to work.
We've always used this whole type of system. I don't even know.
Wires and extensions.
It's really just.
It's really inventive, but it's not ideal. But
we'll call it Jerry Rig.
So we tried turning Jerry off. We unplug everything from Jerry, and
it's like loud in there.
It's blasting. Like, I've never heard anything this loud in my life, and I've never heard the music that loud in there before. I didn't even know it went that loud. But basically, we turned Jerry completely off, shut him down, and the music's still playing.
But it's like weird 50s music.
It's scary. It's almost enchanting in a dark way, but
Chris just walked into here only that part.
I actually know what song it was.
It was Monster Mash, I think, wasn't it?
No, I have it on my phone. I like saved it because I was like, this is so weird. Oh my gosh, I feel like I like saved it literally in my phone afterwards. Anyway, I will find it.
I'm just here to do my job, much like the man in the back who's working on paperwork. But I do want to say something, and I'm not going to give away Bree's intellectual property just yet, but I think there should be a segment on this show dedicated to Bree, and we already have the name for it.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's me putting my hat in the ring for that. That's what I suggest.
I already said that he can have all the royalties up front.
No, I don't want a thing.
He doesn't come for me one day.
What a guy.
Anyway, I will think of what song it was because...
It was at one point.
Run Around Sue, it was like weird.
It was like a 50 song.
Yeah. It was a 50 song. It's,
it was a few of them. This went on for some time.
So at this point, while this song is playing...
We're all trying to figure out where the music is coming from.
And I'm in the office, and they're like, you got to figure out what's going on. And I'm like, well, we have a DJ in there. We have our resident DJ. DJ Chelly's in there. And... I am like very weirded out because I hear the music from all the way up the hallway, and I'm like, "What's going on here?"
So loud.
She looks at me, totally puzzled, freaked out. I look at my phone. I'm like, "All right, is it playing from my phone?" It's not. I look, you know, in the back room. It's not in there. We start unplugging everything, and it gets louder. And then, do you have the name of the song?
I can't find it, but it was something, How I Wish You Were Here, something like that, old 50s song. I found it because I remember, I was like, what song is this? I just looked it up on my phone, and after it happened, but after it was playing for a while, I knew that somebody had to have been connected to the Bluetooth, and there were only like a few people in there, and I knew the two people were not any part of it. But the guy who was standing there, like, watching us all run around like crazy people, was sitting at the bar, and I looked down at his phone. That's how I knew the name of the song, because I looked down at his phone. I forgot how I knew. I looked down at his phone, and I saw that it was YouTube playing, and I was like, are you the one playing the music? Because we were, like, looking around at that point, and he was like, I am. And I was like, how are you doing that? Because there's no Bluetooth that we know how to connect to. And he kind of like fought us for a little. And he was actually just singing in Albie and I's face for a little while.
It was very, the word I would use is weird. So like to kind of give you a little bit of a sense. So this guy was in a bright orange suit. Now, I'll tell you how weird this got. Okay. This guy got in there and, you know, they call me and I run over and me and Bree are talking to the guy and he goes, I heard the music here is good. Like all like really setting me up. It was like Saw.
It was just like that.
He had like a little jigsaw
someone
vibe.
Someone told me I could come here and listen to really good music. Then he was like, and like hummed to us. And I was like, I don't like this at all.
No.
Like it felt like he was there for like he was out to get us. First, I looked at the DJ and I was like, this could be the ghost that we've been.
And it was early.
Yeah.
Like 11.
Yeah, it's like 11:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. He had a Bloody Mary. And that's why I was like.
He's sitting there sipping on a Bloody Mary. He had a wheelchair next to him. He propped himself up on the bigger bar stool. Okay. Yes. And he was sitting there. And he was very like dancing to the music. And I said, well, can you stop that? And he goes, no. And I said, well, why? You know, I'm at this point so weirded out, it's not even funny.
I was standing behind the man, heard him say no, saw the befuddlement.
Yes.
Just cross your face. It was as if you saw a ghost. You had no idea.
Well, this is where I'm going with this. Yeah. So he goes, I'm in charge of the music. Now, at that point, I'll tell you, no joke, okay, where my head goes. And I don't know why this was my thought. But this was immediately my thought. Oh, my God. 95-year-old me from the future is here. And he is going to touch my forehead. And I am going to go on a journey of, like, you know, summer's past or whatever. That, like, it's going to be weird. And this is it. I have come to basically mess with myself. Okay? And this is not going to end well at all. And then I come back. Me, regular me, okay, from that thought,
yeah,
okay, because I didn't get blasted to the future. And I was like, kind of, part of me was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's go. Where are you taking me?
Yeah,
okay.
You want to
And I said, well, you're in charge of the music. He goes, great. Yes. I said, well, great. I'm in charge of the drinks. I said, so, how would you like this to play out? And he had this like weird Wi-Fi that none of us were connected to.
Yeah, the Bluetooth was, first of all, it was only available while he was there. Like it was gone once he was gone, but he was the only one who could connect to it. And he like unconnected to it for a second to show us what it was. And the DJ was able to connect to it. So it means that like only one person can connect to it at a time. And it also lives inside of him. I don't know.
I don't even know.
Like he is the audio source. I don't know. I was really confused. At one point, Albie looked at him and said, I'm just waiting to wake up. And I was like, me too, honestly. Like, I thought it felt so, I don't know, he was creeping me out. I thought that he was going to disappear into thin air and...
Kind of did.
I thought I was going to have to drag him. I was ready to.
And then Urbano stepped in. He was like, turn it off now. And I think he was scared of you a little.
No, the whole thing was a little weird, but weird. I'll tell you what. I mean, look, he since we've become friends...
He's returned.
He has come back a couple times.
I saw him the other day.
The first time I saw him when he came back, I said, don't fuck with me. He said, I won't. I said, you promise? He said, yes. I said, as soon as you do, you're out. And he was like, okay. I said, I will wheel you out myself, sir. He was like, all right, sir.
It was very, very awkward. The entire exchange, everything about it was weird. But it does lead me to this. If you had the opportunity, okay, two things. Mm-hmm. If you could time travel... And your 95-year-old self came back and paid you a visit.
Okay.
Now, you can't give yourself any advice. Like, I would, like, because I'll tell you why I thought it was me. That's a very me thing to do. Okay? Get to, like, 95 years old.
Yeah.
And then somebody come up.
Do you think he's 95?
I don't know. I'm just giving him that because it just kind of feels right. But, like, let's just say, you know, that amount of time, you could time travel back and, like, you could say whatever you want. I would waste that. On just messing with myself with the music. I would do that. And they'll like come here and be like, I can tell you this and this and this and get you'd have all the riches and you'd avoid all these mistakes. And I'd be like, nah, I'm going to play Monster Mash on my phone. And then I'm going to wheel my ass off.
And stare at you.
Yeah, that's it. And totally waste it.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I would do. It was a very me thing.
It was strange.
Mm. I don't think I would waste it on myself. Like, I don't think I would prank myself.
Who would you prank?
Probably my sister or something.
I don't know.
Maybe you're Bono.
Right?
Maybe you're the ghost that grabbed your ass.
I am.
Oh, no. That's a totally different
force. That was weird.
That's a you thing to do.
That is yeah, so that you is thing me, to do,
to die
though.
And come back and just grab an ass.
It'd be hi. Mm.
Anywho, that's why Bree's here.
Yep. Still freaked out.
I know, still freaked out. And Halloween's upon
and
us, so it
makes also,
sense.
Also, then, after Albie told me that he was like, I really thought that guy was me, you were standing on the balcony the other day, and I took a picture, and all the first of all, Albie went out on the balcony, and all the dogs started going wild barking. And then I took a picture of him, and he's not in the picture. And I was like, Albie, do you have something to say? But I think it was just a coincidence.
Let's get into some questions, shall we?
Please.
Dear Albie Mailbag at gmail.com. Dear Albie, my friends and I recently moved to a new apartment in New York together. There's three of us, and we all graduated college together last spring. We're a very close-knit group of friends and always want to live together after graduation. We're only moved in 2 months now, and one of my friends, let's call her Brittany, has had her boyfriend over almost every week. Not just the weekends, the entire week. He works from home because of the pandemic like she does, so they basically just sit in the kitchen and family room all day. He eats all our snacks, makes the apartment reek of weed, and doesn't really clean up after himself. He also smells because he doesn't shower. Nice. They just started dating 5 months ago, and she used to always be at his place before we got our apartment. Thankfully, my job is in the office, so I'm not home every day. However, it's really pissing me off how he's practically the fourth person living here and doesn't pay for anything and makes a mess. Our other roommate agrees with me and says how it's extremely annoying because she works from home as well. We haven't expressed to Brittany yet how we feel, but this can't continue. We usually tell each other everything, so this is eating me up inside. I don't think she is going to take it that well, honestly. What should we do, Danielle?
Oh, you got to tell her. You got to tell Brittany. Listen, Brittany.
Oh, there needs to be boundaries set immediately. It's not just her place, so it's a no. And if he gets too comfortable, he will live there forever and never pay a dime.
Or split the rent four ways. Like, all right, Britt, this could go two ways.
Well, you got to at least be buying snacks.
Yeah, he's not coming over with anything. That's just like, mm-mm.
You're getting high and eating the girl snacks?
That's a
bugaboo.
When I was younger and did that to my mom, she was like, uh-uh. She was like, I don't care if you're hungry, but if you're high, you're not eating my snacks. And I was like, that's fair, I guess. But because I would have, like, you know, a bunch of friends over and eat the whole entire pantry. So
why are there so many? Why am I picking up Funyuns?
Exactly. I mean, well, it's just hospitality. Not hospitality. Just being a good guest. I don't know. I try to bring something to somebody's house every time I go there just because that's what I was taught to do. And, I mean, I usually don't, like, eat everybody's snacks. So he can't just come in there and take over. Yeah. And if he smells, no. Ew, why is he not showering?
And you've been there, too. It's too new.
Yeah. Too new, exactly. It's too new. Way too comfortable. New. Not okay.
Yeah. You know what, too? You know what really sucks about that, like, you're excited, you know, you're young, you get into an apartment, you're living with your friends and everything, and then all of a sudden you got some guy just all high on the couch ruining that for everybody.
Yeah, like that. But that's kind of what happens.
But it's also like, why doesn't Brittany see it? Like, why is she not, like, well, how does she not see it?
Yeah,
because he's eating the snacks.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know what kind of situation
he's eating
in.
His snacks.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying now. It took me a couple of seconds.
I think that it's the type of, like, well, let's switch it the other way. If you guys were in a relationship and you were into, you know, a person that had two roommates, mm-hmm. you needed a place to stay for a little while, would you feel comfortable posting up with two other roommates?
No.
Not really. And I would want it. It would have to be clear that I was staying there for, like, I wouldn't just stay there, you know. It would have to be like an agreement, arrangement that I was staying, not just show up. But I don't think I would be comfortable just staying there knowing it is somebody else, like, food in the fridge and... like towels.
Well, plus I think Brittany should be like, yo, this is my man. He's going to be hanging. Are you girls okay with this?
Yeah.
Like, this could be a conversation. The longer you let it slide, the longer she's going to be like, why didn't you say anything in the beginning? Like, why are you just coming up with this now? And then it could become something bigger than it needs to be.
Yeah, I would just address it. I would get right to the point. I wouldn't pull any punches with this stuff. Because honestly, if she's going to be difficult, this is the type of situation you'd be difficult back. This is not, this is like not a thing normal. You got to address this. From the jump, you got to be very, very clear on it, and then just move on.
And there's two of you. If both of you agree, and she's the third, that this isn't cool, then it's kind of like, well, listen, all three of us moved in together. Two of us feel this way. You got to get it together, or you got to go.
It'd be one thing if the two of you moved into an apartment that she's been at for a while, and they're dating a while and whatever. That's one thing. But if you're all getting it together, that's just not a way to – you cannot proceed like that.
Nope. And I think, honestly, you should talk to both her and the boyfriend at the same time so it doesn't seem like it's an attack on either one of them. I feel like it could be...
I don't know,
because then the girlfriend might be like, oh, but I feel weird telling him not to come here. So if it was like a thing where everybody's like, hey, like we all...
Yeah, but he's not even paying rent, so he doesn't even need to be addressed. I mean, I get it, but...
Well, you want to watch this double segue and secure this bag?
Yes, please.
Well, you know, because here's what happens. Sometimes you got to drown out the noise, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, every once in a while you got your friends around like that. I don't want to see that. Definitely don't want to hear it either.
Nope.
Crunching on whatever you're crunching on.
Nope.
Also, too, okay, let me explain to you something real quick, and this is a good little topic, okay? But let me just get into it right away. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there now that this pandemic is done, mm-hmm. okay? There's no denying it's an adjustment when the world gets too loud. Something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. I'll tell you what I do with my Raycon earbuds because they send some and I've been using them. I love them very much. I did this a lot in college. I don't know why it's coming back now. Do you like listen to music and picture yourself, make a little music video?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you dance too? I mean, what's your song for that?
That's too hard. All of them. I make a different one for each song.
Whip My Hair by Willow Smith.
Oh my gosh.
I've caught myself whipping my hair. Like, I don't even have hair, bro.
And then like when you've done, well, you had yeah. you know, quite the mane for that though. Probably when that song came out.
Probably, oh, yeah. But I'm talking about this morning at the gym.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come in a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears, which I don't like. It looks like cigarettes. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want when you want for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. Dear Albie listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/dearalbie. That's buyraycon.com/dearalbie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/dearalbie. You heard that. I hope you guys heard that.
In my Raycons, I actually heard that.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
But that is true. Like, I used to be on the Metro North, and I'd be like, damn, like, I'm really feeling what this John Mayer guy is talking about. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's only ever rained on the Metro North, too, by the way. Like, going back to school, it's only ever rained. I've never been on the Metro North on a nice day. And it's like, you're just sitting out there, and I'm like, you know. Anyway.
What was that? Singing
I'm not, no. Because I sang last episode, and it's a problem. People won't stop talking about it.
It's all right.
I had a full-blown sing-along.
Nice.
The intro is really, really weird. Did you guys?
Yes.
I mean, you probably didn't listen, but it's
I thought it was good.
You know, there's a lot going on, guys. Okay. Anyway, dear Albie and crew, this is a good one for us. Dear Albie and crew, I have a coworker who gossips and talks shit about other people at work. We work in a small office selling homeowners insurance, and I have a staff of about 15 people. She seems to be friends with everyone here except me. She has worked here longer than me by 6 months, so she knows everyone a little bit better. To be honest, I don't really care to be her friend because I never really liked her. I just tolerate her. I always felt something off with her from the minute I met her, and that I couldn't trust her. I recently heard her talking about something personal our manager is going through with her marriage. I know for a fact that our manager did not want the whole office knowing about her marital problems because she is a private person. It honestly pisses me off that my coworker thinks it's okay to blab about someone else's personal problems to the entire office, and I would love for our boss to know who she really is. My question for you is, do I confront her and tell her it's not right to be blabbing about our boss's problems and risk making things awkward in the office, or do I tell my boss who I too have a good relationship with? Sincerely, Gianna.
Yes and yes, Gianna.
This is the first time me and you were going to disagree on something, and I am here for it.
I was going to disagree too.
Really?
So go on.
Yeah, I think she should. I mean, listen, it depends. You know, you could tell your boss, like, yo, listen, just be careful what you tell and who you tell because, you know, people are talking. And unless you want your business out there, I would suggest you kind of keep it down low. And the next time you hear that girl talking smack, just be like, yo, this isn't the time or the place. We're here for work. That's me.
Look, if it wasn't her boss that she was talking about, I would say pull your coworker aside and be like, listen, you can't trust this person for whatever reason. okay? Mm. I'd be real, like, you know, real direct, whatever. And then, because you guys are on a little bit of an even keel. When it's your boss, it's a little bit different, you know? And it's something that I kind of feel like it's best to kind of, in this weird, you almost got to back pocket this. And until it becomes something that you can make it, you know, with our HR guy here, an HR issue kind of a thing, you know, I think you're in a really, really weird spot. I almost think it's better to keep your head down on this. Not that I don't like the confrontation. Not that I don't want that smoke. Okay? But I'm just saying, that might be the move.
I mean, I think she could definitely pull her boss aside and be like, listen, you know, you don't have to give names. You don't have to give dates. But you can say, I've heard people talking and I've heard your personal business out in these streets. And unless that's what you want, I suggest you watch who you talk to.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Not like give out names, just because the girl has worked there longer, and you don't know, you don't want to start. But I would also pull the girl aside and be like, hey, I don't think you should be saying that. And
or I think in the moment, the next time the girl is saying something, yeah, you could be like, yo, that's not cool.
Yeah, but not like go back chill and be like, hey, no, I heard what you were saying in the bathroom the other day. But like if she does something again, be like, you have a big mouth and I hear you talking shit all the time, so you got to stop because no one wants to hear it. But I would pull my boss aside and definitely be like, keep your shit quiet because there's some pot stirrers around.
Yeah, I mean, though, like if you're not going to hear it, and this is, again, going back to the boss thing. You say that, okay? You come in, right? And, Bri, you say that to me. Hey, somebody out here is, you know, throwing dirt on your name out in these strants, okay? That's what we call our restaurants around
That's
here.
It.
We don't call it that at all.
The halls.
Out in these halls, okay? And I'm like, well, who? You're not going to be like, well, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
So like, that's what I'm saying. Don't even put yourself in that spot. That's,
yeah, but
really
they're
weird.
Working.
You can. You
but they're
can
working
like,
at like homeowners insurance. Maybe it wouldn't be like that. Maybe it'd be a little more professional.
I mean, you could be like, listen, I don't want to say who, but she was saying that.
And you could drop hints, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't play charades.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you could just be like, I'm in a really awkward position.
And unless the boss has been telling their business to everyone, they might know who it is immediately.
They might know who it is immediately. And that's really the heads up. It's like, yo, listen.
I don't think, though, pulling somebody aside to address it. I feel like, Urbana, you are a big pull-asider.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're very comfortable pulling somebody aside. I get a little anxiety doing that.
Yeah.
I get a little bubbly in the chest before it. Now, I'm down. I'll do it. But I'll be like, ooh, when's the right time?
Well, you're a headshots only guy too. It's like, by the time you pull somebody aside, it's a wrap. Versus for me, I like to pull people aside in the moment and just be like, listen, you know, it's called coaching in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, this is what we want to avoid. This is where we want to go, and then take it from there.
Do you have levels? Like, what's the difference between a coaching and a wig snatch?
A wig snatch? A wig snatch involves a lot more emotion. You know what I mean? It has to be an egregious kind of event where I got to snatch a wig and really get you like bald and together. But like a pull aside moment is like, listen, there's something hanging out of your tooth. A wig snatch is like, yo, I don't know what that smell is, but you need to go.
I get it. I like totally get it.
Bri, are you confrontational like that?
It depends on the situation, definitely. And it depends... it depends on like the closeness with the person, but if something happens, I usually will just completely be confrontational.
But you witnessed me, no, snatch a wig or pull aside people.
Oh, definitely, 100%. Oh my gosh, I always think about the time that I thought you really left for the day on like the busiest day ever, and
what
you
was
walked
that last
out.
Year?
Yeah,
that was me.
That
and
was
you
our
had,
blow up.
Yeah, me and you. That was me and you.
And
was that a double snatch? Did we snatch each other's wigs?
No, the woman.
It was the woman.
It was
the
woman
dog.
With the finger in my face and the dog.
And the tequila and the band-aid
and
everything.
It was just
everything.
So much. It was so much. And I wanted to snatch her wig. And then you
and
were there.
Just and backed away.
Yeah, and then it
and
was,
I was
just
like,
a mess.
No, I think I said, we don't snatch customers' wigs.
Yes,
I think
yes,
it's where,
yes,
it was
yes.
where that went.
Yeah, and then I felt vulnerable and not supported.
The way you walked away that day, though, I was like, wow, I could never have. Like, I would have snapped in that moment 100%.
Yeah, it was too much. But, yeah.
It was one of those, you ran out of the building like a Muppet. You had the arms filling.
I was done.
It looked like the
because I couldn't defend myself. Like, verbally, like, I just didn't know what to do. And when someone's like pointing their finger in my face and she was insulting me and cursing at me, it was just overwhelming.
Well, you know, it's funny, like, in those moments now, you could see how time has changed us all.
Yeah.
Where then it's kind of like, okay, we're here, and I'm very much like, okay, let's hear this out.
Yeah.
Now I'm like,
you would have snatched her wig now.
Like, or probably they said what?
They said what?
They said, well, I called you the other day. I said, they gave you an attitude? Somebody gave you an attitude?
What?
And, you know,
you were ready to snatch a wig.
You know what? Whoa. I don't know what I was snatched the microphone. I don't know what this says about me. I am more willing to snatch a wig on behalf of someone else in defense of someone than I am to snatch my own wig.
Okay.
You know, a wig on behalf of myself.
Yeah.
No, 100%, definitely.
But that goes to your character, though. You're also more protective of other
more
people.
Like, than purpose.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I care less or something.
I feel like the protector in you comes out. Like, you could take whatever someone throws your way, and it's kind of, you're indifferent. But I think when people attack people you care about or you love or that you're really invested in, then it becomes a different kind of defense mechanism.
Mm.
Yeah.
The wig snatchery becomes real.
Just because it makes you so angry, you just can't. And you're watching it, and it's not just happening to you. Because if it's happening to me, I could definitely just turn around and be like, you're not worth my time. But it's someone else, I'm like, uh-uh.
I can't see Bree freaking out on somebody. Like, the kid on the couch needs to get his wig snatched.
What kid on the couch?
The kid that's been on the couch eating Funyuns, the high kid?
Yes.
Yeah, from the first, he needs a wig snatched.
Well, Brittany needs her wig snatched. He just needs a wake-up call. But Brittany needs a little bit like, yo, you need to get it together.
Yeah. He needs a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting it together, there's big news from my favorite home security company. SimpliSafe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. I love this. That's right. SimpliSafe, the system that U.S. News & World Report names best home security of 2021, just got even better. The brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. It has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view so you can keep watch over your entire yard. It has 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to capture critical evidence.
Wow.
Capture critical evidence, like
that's
that, good. Now I'm in.
Yeah, now I'm in. Yeah. Well, now I just invested in the ID channel.
It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day or night, and it's super simple to set up and usually takes just minutes. It's an easy-to-remove rechargeable battery, and it doesn't need an outlet and can go anywhere on your property. This camera has it all, and it integrates with your SimpliSafe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means every door, window, room are protected, and now your property will be too. So to learn more about the exciting new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit SimpliSafe.com/Dear Albie, what's more, SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% of your entire new system in your first month of monitoring service for free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's SimpliSafe.com/Dear Albie. Guys, do you have any idea what that is like to read this sentence with the remains of a lisp, okay? To learn more about our exciting new SimpliSafe outdoor security camera, visit SimpliSafe.com/Dear Albie.
Yeah.
What do you mean the remains?
Well, that last sentence, okay? Like, I want to make sure I read the right one. It was that one. And then SimpliSafe is celebrating. Like, my God. I am, like, back in speech therapy, which even that was cruel.
Oh.
Like, they should have named it for me Talk Right.
True.
Why do you make me say speech therapy? Why you gotta make me do that?
Wait, I had to go to speech once. I was the new kid in school.
And how did
I was
you used like, to talk?
No, I had a lisp also, but they got me out of there quick. I learned fast. I was like, I can't do this. I literally cannot. But I was so mad. I was like, Ma, I can't be new and in speech. Like, this just can't happen. And then she was like, you're gonna have to be. And then I spoke with no lisp anymore.
I was told in college, the guidance counselor pulled me aside, okay, and was like, hey, man, you should really go back. Yeah, it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
But he's not, you know, not wrong. Now I'm on a podcast.
That's it. Making checks.
Okay. Here we are. Anyway, any other little updates before we call it a day?
Halloween's coming.
Halloween is coming.
Very
super
close.
Exciting.
And I'm not even just saying this. You guys can go to thehauntingasbury.com to check it out. Tickets are flying. Flying.
They're flying off the shelves.
Not like legit. They are like flying. I'm actually very, very proud.
Yeah, it's going to be super exciting.
Very, very cool.
I'm excited.
A lot of good things happening this place. Oh, we had All Time Low was here. That was fun.
Yeah.
They played here the other night. That was a good time.
It was cool. That was really cool.
All Time Low.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Love you all.
Bye.
XO.